Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 459. We're up to a brand new franchise here, and it's crazy to say we're back to swords and sandals, and we're starting with the Clash of the Titans series, and we're going to start it all the way back in the 80s with the 1981's version, Clash of the Titans. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate. Now, I'm not going to lie, when I popped this sucker on, I had to rent this. Okay. When I popped this on, it's been ages. Like, I remember, like, it transported me back to as a kid because I started to get the goosebumps of Medusa.
Yeah, I remember you said last time that scene scared you when you were younger.
That shit scared me, and I think it creeped me out a little bit more seeing the claymation. But anyway, with that said, it kind of felt like kind of a brand new movie because I didn't remember a lot of the stuff that happened here, but it was a cool revisit. Which I'm going to talk about why. But yeah, for you, was this a first-time watch?
Yes. It was a first-time watch, like watching it in full. I've seen the Medusa scene. So I don't know if it was either like playing at my cousin's house or something, and I saw that part. I distinctly remember that scene, like with the eyes. Other than that, I didn't remember nothing in this movie. So yeah, we'll just go with first-time watch. It was a first time watch for me. So yeah, I mean, I have seen the remake and I've seen the sequel to the remake. So it was fun. Actually, okay, was the movie fun? I don't know, but it was fun going back and watching this to see kind of where it started.
Okay. Well, the budget to this movie was $15
million. Not bad. Pretty good.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Yeah. That's why it was, a lot of it was made of clay and weird, like layered screens.
Oh yeah, that's Poseidon in the water.
That was my favorite part when he's like walking in slow motion. He's not touching it.
Oh, filling up the gates for the Kraken, so which is like the Black Lagoon. So this movie grossed over $41 million. So it was a hit. So yeah, so this is Poseidon has to battle. Of course, the whole point of the movie is Poseidon has to battle Medusa and all these people to save his wife.
Perseus is the son of Zeus that he had with a woman, even though he's a god. He appeared to her as a golden shower, they say, which is hilarious because that's when you pee on someone, as far as I know.
He peed on a woman.
He peed on her. She got pregnant. Her son gets her and the son and the mom get cast out by her dad. And then a series of events follows. It's the hero's journey, pretty much, for Perseus. It's a pretty basic hero's journey story with some other stuff in it.
Well, let me just tell you something. Professor McGonagall, she kind of hot in this movie.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, like before we review it, this movie got two things going for it right off the bat.
Yeah.
A crazy good cast. What in the world? Like Laurence Olivier is playing Zeus. You got Maggie Smith, one of the gods. I forgot. Testes. I don't remember her name.
Testicles.
Something like that. I think it's something with a P. You got Ursula Andress in there.
Oh, she was Thesis. Thesis.
Okay. Yeah. Ursula Andress is in there. You got your boy Burgess Meredith in here as Ancient Mick. He's just Ancient Mick. He's a trainer. He's Ancient Mick.
He is.
So yeah, and the second thing it has going for it, this is a great title. Clash of the Titans sounds like something you want to watch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It sounds awesome. Like Clash of the Titans. What a title. So before you even start the movie, like you just see the credits, I'm like, I don't know. This movie might be pretty good. We'll find out. I don't know.
No. I'm you have a lot. And then you got, Harry Hamlin.
Yeah, Harry Hamlin as Perseus. Of course, now he's like almost more famous for being married to Lisa Rinna and their kids and stuff. But
oh, yeah. And that Beverly Hills housewife.
Yeah. But he was a good, he was a good looking young actor.
No, you were. And then the three witches. They had good actresses too. They had good, but it's funny when you look at Brendan Meredith photo in the IMDb, he's there with a towel.
Mick.
He's like Mick. Ancient Mick.
Yeah, that's what I thought of. I'm like, oh, he just plays trainers in all these movies when he's old.
Well, before we give you guys our thoughts, let's see what the critics and audience have to say about Clash of the Titans.
You know what?
What's the score?
They're not bad. Yeah. I didn't know what to expect when I checked. Because like I finished the movie and I was like, all right, well, let's see what these people are saying. This has a 63% critic score. So it is fresh. Barely, but it's fresh. And a 70% audience score. So a fairly, we'll call it well-liked movie. It's not, you know, a piece of garbage, trash, you know, movie, it's pretty well liked.
Well, I will say this. One big thing about Clash of the Titans, this was a very big movie in the Bronx for social studies classes. When you're doing Greek mythology, this was very big. And I remember watching that also in school when we had Greek mythology month or whatever, and we had to learn. This was one of the movies we had to see. This one, and I forgot the other one also, but this was the big one. I remember the 1981 Clash of the Titans.
Yeah.
But all right. What's that? Let's have fun. Let's get into it with the main lead, Perseus. Yeah. So what do you think?
All right. Well.
Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. So you have this character, Perseus. He is, again, the son of Zeus. His mom is a lady and his dad is Zeus. Like, and when I say lady, I mean like a human woman. He's grown up on this island, like a little island by himself. His mom always tells him he's going to go back and be the king of this, the country that they got banished from, which, by the way, that never pays off in this whole entire movie, but doesn't matter, whatever. And then he goes on a journey, right? Kind of forced, doesn't really want to. He just wakes up in an arena one night and then the lady's in the moon and then Mick comes out. Why are you here? And then Susie's like, I don't even know where I am. He's like, you don't know where you are? All of a sudden he's like kind of regular. I'm saying all as much as I can. This was a really bland character for me. It should have been cooler. It should have been. I don't blame Harry Hamlin per se, although I don't think his performance is that great. Good looking, and that's about it. He doesn't really have a lot of personality, and the character just sort of, it seems like he's just there to like go to these scene after scene. Like, he falls in love with Andromeda by watching her sleep with an invisible robe. It sounds creepy. This is a kind of a little bit of a creepy movie.
No, invisible helmet.
Yeah. The invisible helmet. He wears an invisible helmet and he watches her sleep, and then she gets taken away by a giant turkey, and then he's like, he follows the turkey. He learns the riddle and they fall in love even though they don't even know each other. Like, she loves him because he solved the riddle and he loves her because he watched her sleep. I don't know. I gave him a 2. I feel like Perseus, I don't think it's a bad character. I think this version of it is not the best, honestly. So I gave him a 2.
All right. I will say this. I gave him a 3.
Okay.
I thought he was okay. It's so weird because I kind of dig the character. I thought he was pretty good. We did. You're right. He was kind of a bland. He was bland. But for what we had in terms of the story we were going through, I thought we got a lot. I mean, they would throw his ass in the sea with his mom as a baby, right? Zeus was tight. And he goes, if this dude dies, I'm gonna be, you know, he was going to go rage havoc.
Yeah.
You know, they released the Titans or what, I mean, the Kraken or whatever in that first half. And you see all the water spilling and doing what he has to do. And then the older he got, you know, it was like an easy road for him because your boy Zeus was just making it easy.
Yeah, he gives him the magical sword and the shield and the helmet. The shield. And the,
I love when he came through on the shield and he was like, one day you will use this.
Turn me around. They give him the little metal owl.
I thought of the Wiz when I saw that stupid owl. I thought of the Wiz. But anyway, in terms of Perseus, I kind of digged him. I thought he was cool. He was a hero. So he went from zero to hero, I guess, in like 2 seconds. He fought Medusa. I thought that was a pretty cool scene. Fought the Kraken, which were kind of horrible sequences, but we will talk about that. But I mean, he did what he had to do to get his wife. At the end of the day, he went through all the obstacle courses and got him. You know what I mean? Like, even when he fought, what was it, Columbus?
Calibus.
Yeah, he had to fight that dude, which was so weird and looking, whatever. But
they're like wrestling and he cuts his hand off.
Oh my God. Whatever. He had the whip. He was like, whoosh. Oh, that was so dumb. But anyway, I felt like he had a journey. And like I said, I thought it was pretty cool. It wasn't like Troy, where Troy just started dominating everybody. You're like, oh my God. But then he fell in love. But this one, I kind of liked it. I felt like he had to go through the trials to get to his love of his life. So that's what I enjoyed about this. So that's why I gave it a 3.
Fair.
I thought it was pretty cool. But okay, main villain. Now, there was a lot of villains here. You had Medusa. You had the Kraken. You had
Calibus. Technically, the Thetis or whatever. Maggie Smith. She wants to kill the...
Yeah, just lump them together.
Yeah, I gave him a 2. I think it's because of what we kind of just went through. Like, there's too many. Like, I wish it kind of focused on one main villain. Even if you go with one of the gods, like, Thetis, she is, but she's not in it all the time, you know what I mean? And if it was like she's using these titans to like constantly, then that could have been interesting, and I probably would have gave her a higher score. But Calibus is like an actual character, but he's just kind of like following him around. He loses when they do fight, you know what I mean? Like, okay, the Kraken, you're right, the way that the Kraken loses is fine. It makes sense because how, you know, one guy gonna fight this freaking giant sea monster. I don't mind that, but it just seemed like it happened really fast. You know what I mean? Like, he shows up with the head. Boop. The Medusa scene's the best. She was probably the most formidable. She kills his boys. So is that two-headed dog. They fight him. But I feel like they were all just obstacles rather than like true great villains. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, Thetis, she's still a goddess. She's still up there. She's not like, it's not like Zeus is like, you're banished for, nope. She's just, they're allowed to do stuff with human lives. So I don't know. I gave it a 2. I was like, there's too much going on here.
Oh, I get it. No, I totally get it. I mean, this is weird. You can be like, really? I gave it a 4. And this is why. And this is why. Hear me out. While you're right in terms of it felt like obstacle courses, but to me, if I had to do it, it felt a little bit like Harry Potter Goblet of Fire, right? Because he had to go through all these mazes and then all these people, right? Voldemort at the end. Like, this is another one he has to go through.
Yeah.
This one, I felt like Medusa's scene, right? He had to go through Medusa, kills Medusa, right? Then he fought... Well, before he fought, what's his name? Calibus. Before he fought him, my man stabbed her head and 3 freaking scorpions came out. He lost more people on that.
Yeah, the giant
scorpions,
right? Yeah.
Yeah, the giant scorpions, which we'll talk about. All that stuff is very, it is what it is back then. But in terms of you had to go through that, right? Then he fought Calibus, defeats Calibus. Then the mom is technically the one that puts this guy through the journey. To remember, she was the statue. Then the statue falls down. She was like, well, you know, X, Y, and Z, the Kraken will come, and if you don't sacrifice her or whatever.
Yeah.
And this dude is like, well, I ain't killing my wife. I'm going to go do what I got to do. So I felt like the villains here, I thought it was very well planned out. I mean, some parts were corny and some parts were kind of dull and boring. You're like, ugh. But I kind of liked his journey from beginning to end. He had to go through a lot to really save his wife. I mean, the whole thing with the Kraken, I'm going to be honest with you. I totally agree with you. It was super fast, and I felt like it was so undramatic. Like, he trying to open it up while flying. What the hell?
Pegasus.
Pegasus. Yeah, he drops the head, and the stupid owl picks it up and then gives it to him. Like, to me, it was so dramatic. Like, undramatic. I was just like, this is so dumb. But at the end, it worked for me because it was an 80s one. So I was like, I'm not going to hurt it, whatever it is. But I felt like the villains were really good in this. I mean, especially Maggie Smith.
Yeah.
She was really good. Like, she was really pissed off that Zeus turned her son into Calibus. I mean,
the creature. That's the other thing. And like, it almost felt like at the beginning, Zeus was going to be a villain. He's kind of a dick at the beginning. Like, he destroys that entire city because they banished the girl. That's his son. Okay, fine. He's God. He's their God. He could do that. But then when Maggie Smith's like, show my son. Nope. No mercy. He's horrible. Blah, 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 blah. And then like halfway through, he's like, oh no, we got to help. You know, just because it's his son. I was like, oh, just because it's your son, but other people's son you don't care about. And you're supposed to. So he seemed like kind of a jerk. And then at the end, he's supposed to be like, nice. It was weird. I was like, I don't.
No, he was. But you know, it's funny. Every story with Zeus, he's kind of a dick.
Yeah.
Like, I remember we did another movie with Zeus. Was it Zeus in it? The one with the, oh my God, what's his? We did one with the superpowers dudes. They have powers and they kick dudes and the guy had a hammer and he was killing them. What the hell is the name of the movie now? It was like Mickey Rourke was fighting Immortals? Eric Man. Immortals. Wasn't Zeus in
wasn't
that?
Even in that.
Oh, I thought they did the fight in the air or whatever.
They do like
the hell
a fight
was.
In the heavens at the end, but they don't show Zeus.
Oh, they didn't show Zeus.
Oh wait, they do. You're right.
Wasn't he a dick?
He's young. He's the guy from Evans. What's his name? The bad guy from
Dracula.
Yeah, Dracula.
Yeah. Wasn't he a dick? He was a dick too. Bit.
You're right.
He was like, if you interfere with humans, I'm going to strip you from your power.
He killed one of the other gods. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he was the dick in there, too. So I think Zeus, in reality, is a dick. Yeah, it could be. But you're damn right. Because when his son laid out, he picked him right up.
Yeah, he said,
he gave him the
you're not tired anymore.
Energy.
Yeah, you're awake. The little clay is like this. And then all of a sudden, and then standing up.
He's mad big. So yeah, I kind of, again.
That's fair.
At the end of the day, I felt like even with Zeus, if you want to throw him in there, he's kind of a dick. Like, we already said that he was a dick. So I gave him a 4. I thought at the end, all the villains kind of worked here. I thought they had an important part in the story that kind of worked against the hero at the end. So, okay, four for me. You gave it a two. Well, action sequence.
I guess I'm the bad. I'm the villain in this episode because
you're the dick.
Yeah, that's me. I'm Zeus. I gave this a two. He's as Zeus. Well. Now, let me explain. I agree with you. I don't want to hold the filmmaking techniques against it because this was 1981 and Ray Harryhausen is very famous for the style, the visual effects. And I think they're quite good for like for stop motion and all that.
Yeah.
I don't like the dog particularly. That scene looks kind of dumb, but everything else, I feel like it's fine. You know what I mean? Like this score is not me holding that against it. It's more so just there's like not a lot of action. I feel like it peaked at the beginning. I actually love the beginning when the Kraken comes out and like that city gets destroyed with the water and the waves are crashing and it's destroying everything. And obviously you can tell it's like miniatures and all that. But like, I thought that was great. I was like, okay, but there's nothing as like sort of epic as that throughout the rest of the movie. The Medusa scene is really good, but is it like, it's like slow. You know what I mean? Like it's very plodding, puts the shield, he's waiting. He's hiding. He looks in the shield. It's not like fast paced action. There's not the scorpion part. It looks kind of, you know, silly. And even with me not holding the effects against it, I just feel like it was not that thrilling to me. Like the action is just besides the beginning. I thought the beginning was great. And I was hoping the ending would be like when the Kraken comes back out. I'm like, oh, here we go. So I gave it a two. I feel bad because I don't even hate this movie. Oh, you'll see when we get to like storyline and overall, but just these elements didn't all come together for me.
It's all right, man. You know why? Because my wife was not digging the action.
There's like a lot of non-action. Yeah,
it was a lot of non-action. I gave it a three. Again, I enjoyed the beginning sequence. I thought it was good. The Medusa scene, I thought it was really... It still hold up.
Yeah.
I mean, it was clay, hilarious. Yeah, it is what it is. But I thought they did a great job. Her shooting the arrow, I thought was pretty cool.
Yep.
When she was like hitting them off the banisters and then he looked at them and she was like, oh! I thought they worked for an 80s movie. I mean, it's not RoboCop, but I thought they did a pretty good job with what they had. It would have been sick if they had a female and they did some type of makeup, 80s makeup. You know what I mean? Because back then they were very creative with the makeup. So I was thinking, what could have they done? Or
like Calibus, where like his close-ups, it's a man, but like from far, he's a claymation.
It's claymation. Yeah, I thought that would have been.
She's like a snake woman.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it would have been genius if they did something like that. Get a beautiful woman and just turn her into like a head of a snake. But anyway, with that said, I thought the Medusa scene was shot very well. The scorpion scene was a little funny, but I thought it was funny. I was laughing really hard, but I thought for his time out, I bet people were like, holy crap, he fought three giant scorpions or whatever. I mean, I thought that was cool. The Calibus scene was, I thought was pretty, it was cool. Like they were trying to go claymation and at live action at the same time. Cause when he whipped them and then they were fighting. So it was kind of a back and forth thing. I thought it was a cool way they shot it. I was like, okay, the ending for me was the weakest part. That's why I didn't give it higher scores because I thought the cracking at the end was kind of whack. I'm going to be honest with you. I thought there was no like, yay, the heroes charge. Like, it was just like, he just standing there, he just put Medusa's head up. And I'm like, and my wife said the funniest thing. She goes, wait a minute. If he did that, so why is everybody else's not stone? Like the wife, everyone's looking at Medusa at that time. I was like, I don't know, maybe, man. I think you gotta look exactly.
See directly into her eyeballs.
Yeah, you know I think you need to see a green glow.
Yeah.
On the side or something. But no, we were just laughing at that. But yeah, I didn't like the ending and didn't have the heroes. But I thought the beginning, middle, you're right. There's some dead peaks. I thought it was dead people. But I, at the end of the day, I thought it was good. For an 80s movie, I thought they did a pretty good job for what they had. Okay, so three for me, two for you. Okay, storyline.
Go up a little bit. I don't hate the story here. I like Greek mythology.
Okay.
I know your wife, you mentioned she watched it with you. I know she likes these kind of movies. Like Greek mythology, I love Troy, which we did. I love, what's the other ones? Like, I liked Immortals a lot, 300, you know, stuff like that. Like, I'm into it. And this one's good. I think the storyline's good. I did give this a three only because I don't like the first maybe 30 minutes of the movie that much. I think it's a little messy, like the storytelling itself. You're jumping back and forth between the gods and Perseus. He's not really doing anything at all for a while. They're kind of meddling. They have all these conversations amongst themselves. They're just kind of like, Zeus appeared to me as a fish and he appeared to me as a... And it's like, okay, what does this have to do with anything? Nothing really. I do think about after that 30 minutes or so, then it picks up and then it's interesting. Like the whole going through, going, it almost felt like a Hercules movie, because I know Hercules does like the trials and he has to fight all these things. Yeah. And that's kind of what it felt like. And I don't know if those stories copied this or whatever, because this is an old, Perseus is like an old, actual, like old story. I did read afterward, this is loosely based on it. So I don't know what liberties they took or what they changed, but I think it's good. So I did give it a 3.
I gave this movie a 3 too. I thought it was pretty good. You're right. I had a lot of questions. Like, I was like, why didn't they give us more of the Calabas guy, like in the beginning, doing what he did to piss off Zeus? You know what I mean? Like, I would have liked to see what he did. I don't remember what he did.
He's,
I
like,
mean,
he,
I
know he killed animals, or I don't even remember. He said something that didn't sound that bad.
I think what he did was he knew he was a god and he used his powers. Like, I think he was like,
he was abusing
abusing his power and knowing that his mom is in this, is a god.
He was going to marry Andromeda and become a king.
Yeah, using his powers and stuff. So I think that's what got him pissed off. And then he was like, oh, hell no. So he made him ugly and, you know, banished. It is what it is. But yeah, I wish I could have saw that. I agree. A lot of the stuff with the gods were kind of a little boring to me, because I was like, what does this have to do with anything? Maggie Smith's like hatred towards Zeus's son, I wish they would have played on it more in this version of the 80s. Yeah. I would have liked to see, since she's a god, she could have did something. You know what I mean? Perseus, I thought he was good. I wish they showed a little bit of him and Mickey training. I thought that would have been pretty cool with the sword, because it's like, he didn't do much with the sword. I wish they kind of did a little bit something, like some type of training. But I mean, other than, oh, show us some wizards. Like, didn't they wizards back then in the Greek world? I don't think there was a wizard, right? I'm thinking like Lord of the Rings shit. But, oh, and then the witches. We didn't talk about the three witches that he,
oh yeah,
that they looked through the, like, let me see through the glass eye. And they're all fighting. Yeah, get in the eye and I'll tell you everything you need to know. And he's like, yeah, how do I kill a Kraken? Well, if you want to, so I don't know. I felt like the story was there. I wish they gave it to us more character driven. And you're right. If they deducted a lot of the characters, I think we'd have had a really solid storytelling. Like, leave Medusa, because Medusa was the best character in here. But if you character driven this movie, this would have been a 4, maybe a 4.5 in my book. But a 3 is not bad. So I gave it a 3. You gave it a 3. Okay, overall.
Yeah, overall, I give the movie a 3 as well. I don't think this is a bad movie. I could see why people like it. For my taste, I don't think it's a great lead character. I think the villains are cool. I just thought there was too many. And sure, okay, it doesn't have great, to me, it doesn't have great action. That doesn't mean it's not an entertaining movie to watch, because I was entertained throughout. I mean, there's a couple of little boring patches, but like Burgess Meredith is great in this movie. I actually really like him a lot. He has like so much personality, and I said he's like ancient Mick, and that's only true in the sense of like he's like playing a mentor guy, but he plays it totally. It doesn't sound like Mick. He does like kind of a little bit of an accent and everything. I thought he was great. I like the girl who plays Andromeda, gorgeous. And I like their kind of, I like that she's like wants to go with him. She's not like, oh no, leave me. She's like, no, I'll go with you. Whatever. She was kind of down. I like that. So again, I like Greek mythology. So there's a lot that I did like. Also, this movie's kind of crazy because it's rated PG and there's like titties in it and butts and like violence, like people getting their heads chopped off, blood pouring out of a bag. And I'm like, this movie's PG? That's why when you said you watch it in school, I'm like, that's pretty crazy. They let y'all watch this in school. I mean, whatever. That sounds like a pretty cool school. So you watch Clash of the Titans. But yeah, I think the movie's good. I don't dislike it. And I think it's a solid 80s sort of, you know, sword and sandal movie. Fantasy, if you want to call it that. Mythology is what it is. Yeah, I liked it. A 3.
You know, it is funny because it's all because of this podcast. Because normally, like, I'm not too crazy with swords and sandals. Yeah. Like, my wife loves this stuff. She loves World War II movies. Mm. She loves, like, even when we do Wind Talkers, like, that was her up her eye. She knew.
So this was a good week for her because of the genre.
She knew everything about the damn thing before even watching it. Like, she knew the history of the whole, the Indians and all that, how they helped the United States, all that crap. I was like, holy crap, really? But anyway, with that, but Swords and Sandals is kind of more her thing. She loves war movies. She loves all that. Me, I'm not too crazy with that stuff. I'm more of the kung fu guy, the action, you know, Hollywood type spat stuff. And I got to say, starting this podcast with you, I started to grow in taste. Like, I know I said this before in another podcast episode, but I do. It's funny because I've been enjoying a lot of these Swords and Sandal movies. Yeah. Like, normally I don't, but I liked Ben-Hur, the remake that we did. I had no problems with that. I know a lot of people did, but I I had no problem. I enjoyed it for what it was. I enjoyed all the other Santa sandals. You liked Immortals. I did like Immortals. I did like that one. I liked the other one with, I mean, we did a lot.
Troy
was Troy. We saw that movie multiple times. But yeah, I like Troy a lot. Like, I like these Greek mythology movies. And this one I liked a lot. I mean, I ain't giving it a 4 or a 5. I think this is a solid 3 for me.
Yeah.
I think this is a good movie and it still holds up. After all these years, it tells you a great story about Perseus. I thought they told it very well. Yes, is the special effects outdated? It is so outdated. It's not even funny. But if you could just don't care about it and just sit down and watch the movie for what it was, I think it did a great job. It's boring here and there certain times when the gods are talking, but I liked it. I thought it was fun. I had a great time with it, and it was funny. Now, is this a movie that I would upgrade if a 4K came out? I don't think I would. I don't think it needs it. Well, first of all, it doesn't need an upgrade, but I think a Blu-ray is fine, but I rented it, and I'm not going to ever see it again.
Which I thought I was going to have to rent it, and it turns out I owned this on Vudu.
Really?
I had it already. Yeah. Like, I went to search it to rent it, and it says, you own. And I was like, well, all right. I didn't even know I had this movie. So, yeah, I think I bought it years ago in, like, a bundle. You know, you'd be like, pick 5 for $10 or whatever. And I was like, okay. And so, yeah, I had it. So I got to watch it for free.
See, I was going to do, it's weird. I was going to do the Clash of the Titan bundle, which came with 81 and the remake for $20. Mm-hmm. And then buy the Wrath of the Titans for $5 because they have it $5 on digital. So I said, oh, wow, for $25, I get three movies.
Yeah.
And then I went on Max and I went, wait a minute. Max has the remake and Wrath for free. I could just rent one for $4. And I went, and my wife was like, you got to save, save a buck. So I said, all right, fine. I'll just do it that way. It'll be easier. Cause again, some of these movies that we do, sometimes we don't like them and I know I'm not going to watch them, but I don't mind supporting the movies by buying them digitally. If it's like, my rule is if it's $10 or less, I'll buy it. Like, I'll just buy it just to, you know, but this one was literally $15, the 1981 Clash. And I said, I'm not paying $15.
Yeah, I think I got this as like it was like a Warner Brothers buy 5 for 15 or something, like bundled. And I was like, I have all the other movies. I'm just going to get Clash.
Yeah, but all right. So with that said, 3 for me, 3 for you. All right. Total points.
12 out of a 25. I know that sounds low, but I don't think this is a great action movie. Maybe that, you know, whenever I think, no, okay, 12 out of 25, this is not a great action film, but it's a pretty good movie. Like I think it's solid.
Well, one thing you said is actually, it's actually true. This is not a good, well-based action movie, but it's a hell of a Greek mythology movie.
Yeah.
If you're into Greek mythology, this is a perfect movie for you to sit down and watch and enjoy.
Yeah.
Other than that, if you're going in for sword and sandals fighting and all this, you're not getting, you're getting it, but not the way you think you're going to get it. It's just not as good. But in terms of storytelling, I think this is a great Greek mythology storytelling. I think this is really good. I mean, for me, like I said, I enjoyed it for what it was. I dig the storyline. And we did the one with Michael Fassbender. What was the other
Centurion.
One? That one. Yeah, Centurion. That one was more storytelling and not as much action.
Yep.
And we gave that pretty good score. So I kind of feel like that movie and this one's kind of neck and neck. Just this one does have action, but not that good visually for you to enjoy. So 16 for me, 12 for you. All right, Nate, what's coming up next on the podcast?
All right. Well, next episode, along with these 3 Titan movies, we will be going with some Nicolas Cage action films. the first one is a 2002 movie called Wind Talkers. So we're going to be doing some Wind Talkers. And then next, the greatest, one of the greatest trailer moments of my life. Release the Kraken! Liam Neeson. Release the Kraken! The way he says it, I can't do it. I just remember he turns to the camera and yells it. And I was like, hell yeah, release the Kraken. So we're going to be doing the remake. Now, Alex, I'll be honest with you. I like the remake of this. Now, I remember when it came out, a lot of people being like, this movie sucks. This might be one of those times where, you know, maybe I like a bad movie. I don't know. I remember, I have not watched it in a long time, but I remember liking it. And I guarantee you, we're not going to give the action a 2. It has way more action than this one. So.
I'll ask you this. I will ask you this because I've never seen none of the new ones. I never. So I will ask you, do they do justice to the Medusa scene?
So
does he fight Medusa?
When I was watching this, I was thinking of the remake because I've seen it a couple of times. Like, okay, this is different. This is different. However, it's the same basic story. Perseus, in that one, he's played by Sam Worthington.
Oh, you don't like him.
Yeah. Well, he's similar to Harry Hamlin. This was at the time when they were trying to make him this, like, leading guy. But the gods are played by, like, Liam Neeson. Ralph Fiennes is Hades. So you got, like, a good, again, they got, like, good actors. The Kraken is in it. Release the Kraken! Medusa's in it. The giant scorpions are in it, but, you know, they look modern, so they're CGI. But
who's Calibus?
Calibus is the guy who played, Jason Fleming is the actor. Oh, you know what you know him from? Did you see, you probably know him for a few things. Did you see The Working Man? Did you see it? Remember the Russian guy that he drops in the pool?
Yes.
That guy. He's in a bunch of Guy Ritchie movies, and he was in X-Men First Class.
Oh, yes, he was my boy, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde in the League of
Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Extraordinary Gentlemen. Yes, that guy.
He plays the Calibus character.
Oh, he definitely looks like
he's ugly. Calibus. So, it's like not the exact same, but like Andromeda is in it.
Damn, Draco is Mads Mikkelsen
is in it. Yeah, so like it's
what?
Yeah, he plays like he's like the kind of the Mick character that's like his like mentor.
Your boy
guy.
From Dog Soldiers is in this.
Oh yeah, and Game of Thrones. Yeah, Liam Cunningham. So yes, it has a good cast. It has. I remember liking it, but I remember a lot of people didn't. I think this was also at the 3D time. You know, when everything was in 3D, and so people were like 3D. Yeah, but we'll see. We'll see if it holds up. I don't know. So we're gonna be doing that movie. I'm kind of hyped because I haven't seen it in a long time.
Wow. Okay.
I don't care. And I remember. Guess what? I remember liking Wrath of the Titans too. So. I don't know. We'll see. Oh, I do think they have better scope or scale than this movie. Like, well, I remember them being like, the freaking things big. Are humongous. And like when Pegasus is flying around, it's like a little peanut flying next. So like, I will see. I think you're going to like it. That's my guess.
Okay.
I think you're going to like it. And the first one's directed by Louis Leterrier, who we have done some of his movies before. Transporter 2. He also directed The Incredible Hulk, the one with Edward Norton. So he's an action guy. So we'll see.
All right. Well, there you guys have it. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. You can also follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks, and make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.